again. Growing up in the cold world, this industry's clogging up my brain. Got memories of when gospel rap wasn't about the money or the fame. Remember when it used to be strictly ministry? Now it's all about who's at the top of the industry. Everyone's jealous, full of hate, greed, and envy. Nowadays, I don't even know who my own friends be. Been criticized, talked about, and stabbed behind my back. And player haters still trying to ban gospel rap. My heart goes out to the streets. I'm trying to reach your thugs and addicts while you be warming up your church seats. But you don't hear me, though. Turn and look the other way. But that's okay, I know God listen to what I gotta say. I can't lie, though. Sometimes I feel like giving up. When all this hurt and pain inside me starts building up, I start crying, but God shows me love. Even if I never ever win a dove, I'ma keep on praising.
Keep on praising.
Can you feel me? I gotta keep on praising.
That's what we're gonna hear. Effective. We're going to hear Dr. Tony Evans, who's going to speak on effective church ministry in the 21st century. It's a pretty windy day here in Ohio, in Ashland, Ohio, so I apologize if that affects the recording that I'm doing right now as I walk toward the campus. The conference itself is actually held on the campus of Ashland University. I live on the campus of Ashland Theological Seminary, so I am en route there right now. Probably be a good, I don't know, 15, 20 minute walk. Not going to stay on with you guys the whole time. Just wanted to give a brief introduction to what you're about to hear and what you might hear. So, being held at the John C. Myers Convocation Center on the campus of Ashland University here in Ashland, Ohio. Very much looking forward to it. And so this is our first mobile podcast, if you will, rather than taking place at the McDowell Institute for Graduate Studies, otherwise known as MIGS. It is taking place right here from the campus of Ashland University. And should be quite entertaining and fun and informative. So that's my introduction, and hopefully what follows will be Tony Evans. Love, peace, and upon neck bones. This is Dave McDowell. I'm out.
Dr. Anthony T. Evans is co-founder and senior pastor of the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. He is also founder and president of the Urban Alternative, a national organization that seeks to bring out spiritual renewal in urban America through the church. The Urban Alternative radio broadcast, The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, can be heard on over 500 stations daily throughout the U.S. and over 40 countries worldwide. He is a speaker on the Promise Keepers platform, as well as speaking regularly in crusades and Bible conferences in the United States and abroad. Dr. Evans has published many booklets, videos, and articles such as Dry Bones Dancing, God's Glorious Church, God is Up to Something Great, as well as the monthly devotional Today's Alternative and the monthly newsletter The Alternative View. Coming up next is Dr. Marvin McMichael, a professor at Ashland Theological Seminary, as he introduces Dr. Anthony T. Evans, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship and president of the Urban Alternative.
Thank you. assure you, they mean an enormous amount to many of our brothers and sisters across the country and around the world. Many of these persons I've had the delight of knowing and working with on a variety of occasions. Freddie Haynes is a wonderful pastor in the city of Dallas. For many years, a dear, cherished soul who's now gone home to be with the Lord. B.K. Bailey was serving in Dallas. Sam Wesley Holmes was United Methodist pastor in Dallas. P.K. James, of course, is holding forth in Dallas. One of the great saints of the African-American church tradition, still preaching with great power and authority, is a man named Caesar Clark. Add to that list, add to that litany, the name of Tony Evans, and it becomes very clear why God is doing a remarkable work in the city of Dallas. And from there, is sending people out to conferences and workshops like this one, not only across the country, but around the world. When the faculty at the seminary was planning to have this conference and to have the conference and our centennial fused together, the question came up, who should be on the list of speakers? And three names came up fairly quickly, and one of them that didn't quite sit well with me, I said, no, we got to get somebody else. We've got to take that name off and put a different name on, because there's somebody who really want to come and talk to us. And that name was Tony Evans. And the phone call was made through a mutual friend, Rodney Maiden, and Dr. Evans agreed to come. My wife listens to him every night on the radio. I just have to leave her alone. I lose my wife. And you just promise to give her back when your radio fell out of the call. All is well. So I'm delighted to introduce him. I'm not going to delay. I want him to have all the time that he needs and requires to say to us what God has placed upon his heart. But I'm honored that he has accepted our invitation to come and speak and preach and share with us and among us both at this session and later on this evening at 7:30. So let's give him a warm round of applause and a hearty amen as Dr. Tony Evans comes to bring the word of God to us on this afternoon.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I got the intro in for you guys. Coming up next, we will have Dr. Tony Evans for you guys speaking, so that'll be on the next episode, I promise. So until then, this is David McDowell, Sound of Theos. Love, peace, and a pot of neck bones.
Shows me love, even if I never ever win a dove, I'ma keep on praising.